All right, Simon Tzadik Beis, we're up to Sif Ches. But actually, I said you should remind me that there's still a touch of Sezayin that I had to go back to. Sif Zayin was the case, the Chiddush of Trumas Hadeshah was the main part of the Ramah Sif Zayin. His chiddush was that milk or any other liquid that spills and is nischal al gabei hakira, that runs on a surface, that's all considered to be a continuation of the kli rishon, and it's like nischal kakiluach and it asers. Now there are two points that I did not mention last week. First of all, one is something that I mentioned numerous times in the past. And its makar is really here. And that's the chiddush of the Netziv and the Gris Maisha, that by liquid, you can collect the liquid that remains and assume the blia is only the amount of liquid that disappeared. Okay, that was the chiddush. That even though by a solid food, we say it's belea keneged kulai, even though we still see the food in our hands, but blias we look at it as a separate idea from the be'en. But by liquids, for some reason, which I can't explain.
Is Tom going?
I'm not going to try to explain it, because I'm not sure what the explanation is. But the halacha there says very clearly that the amount of liquid that disappeared, if I'm cooking milk, and the milk spills onto a fleshing of keli, and there's food in it, and I want to measure shishim, they both say you can collect the milk, see how much is missing, if you know how much was there originally. There were 6 ounces, now they are 5.5 ounces. The only shishim against the half an ounce that's missing. And that in the Tziv and the Gris Maisha both say, and as I mentioned, Rav Palm took it on as a pashtus, so I thought it was a tremendous chiddush. But by liquids, you only measure against what's missing. Now in Sif Ches, we're going to come to a kasha on this. That's one. Number two, there's one other inyan. We said that if liquid runs down a surface and comes to a keli, so if the keli is cold, so it only goes in kedei klipa, because tatoi gavar. The keli is the tatoi, and what's running is the eloi. And therefore, it's tatoi gavar, and it only asks kedei klipa. The shach in Abed Vav points out that it's not really top and bottom. It's really side by side. When you have something, you spill the liquid, it's running down the counter, and you have a keli here, and it hits the keli, the contact is side by side, not one on top of the other. So if you look at Shach Lamed Vav, he says, HaKoy lost the Tatoi Gavar, and Shach Lamed Vav. He's going on the case, where the Kedera is hot. He's going on the other case, where the Kedera is hot, and the Kiluach is cold. Okay, the same idea. This time what's running is cold, and the pot is hot, and it hits it. So he said, "Akolos the tatoi gavar." Lo yadami lekamon simikuf esiv gimel bahagah. The minyach hetiv esiv ze eitzal ze. They have two things that are side by side. Vechemem tzayin and the sagi beklipa. There we say side by side. It only needs klipa. Why here side by side? There's a go bekulai. So he brings three terutzim. The hacha kivin shavak kiluach milmaila have a kamei ilah. Either he's talking that the kiluach came from above, so it's an ilai. It seems from a number of achrayim that this is the ikateretz, that the thing which is in its place is called tatar. If two things are side by side, and one of them is originally there, and one of them is traveling there, the one that's originally there is a tatar, the one that's traveling is ilah. Inami hachab kaleach al hakadeira. Or else the case is where it's coming from the top.
What's the thing? The thing is moving, is losing. Losing.
The question is, what's the svara to it? If you have two things side by side, and one is in its makim, and one is coming, why is the one that's coming weaker than the one that's there originally?
It's moving.
I don't know. The lashon of the chavetzas is because it's being soimech, it's leaning on it. Now, exactly what that means, I'm not sure. The chavetzas explains his teretz. Okay, I'll kaponim again. I'm not going into it. Just to tell you what it says, the Shach Lamed Vav says the thing which is in its original place is considered to be the It's considered to be the Tatar. Okay, we're up to Sif Ches now. A sifches is the sif. Yeah, sorry.
If I take a spoon out, slice a spoon into a pot of milk, of the milk that disappears, the spoon is kosher.
If nothing disappears, the spoon is kosher. That's what I'm saying. If no milk would disappear, then the milk would disappear. It would be kosher. Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying.
To say no time goes from a liquid is I hear Rebbe,
maybe it's only, I don't know. I wonder if it's only into a kli. Cause maybe in another Michael, maybe it trades lachos.
So.
So anyway, this is the chiddush of Nitzivah Ramesha, and as I said, we'll come back to it in Sifches. Okay, let's go to Sifches. This is the halacha of Zeya. We all are familiar with the idea of Zeya. It's the one area which is sometimes frustrating, that steam assers in an oven. If someone cooks in an oven at the same time, challah and chicken, and the chicken is open, so if the Zeya comes out, so we say the challah is fleishik. So if you want to have a lava malka with cream cheese on that challah, you can't do it. Because the challah was beleya from the Zeya. That's the idea of Zeya. If you made it only for the Shabbos Sudas, you made enough for the Shabbos Sudas, then you could. A piece was left over, maybe.
What about eating it with fish?
Eating it with fish. So it seems that it's a problem. It says by Zeya, it's a funny thing, on Erev Shabbos, just this Erev Shabbos, my wife asked me to help her in the kitchen. So when I was a chassan, I had a friend who gave me advice. If you don't help too well, they don't ask again. So all she wanted, the chicken was in the oven. She just wanted to be able to put in the challah. She asked me to move the chicken to the lower rack. So I pulled out the lower rack, put the chicken on the lower rack. Then instead of pushing the rack back, I just pushed the tray of chicken back. And the rack stayed sticking out, the chicken tilted, and the whole bottom got full of Zaya. So I rescued it and I put it back. And she said, okay, now the challah is going to be fleishik, because the chicken was covered, but now there was liquid all over the bottom. So she said she can't serve the challah to lift the fish. What's she going to do? So we made one challah in the other oven, and we took the second challah, the fleishik challah, after the fish, because you can't have it with the fish. You're going to put it on the table. Yeah, not with, but you can tell everybody around the table, you know, be careful. It's
make it in the shape of
the fish. So I don't know. Okay, at any rate, it just happens funny that it happened this Erev Shabbos. So from now on, my wife's not going to ask me to help with the chicken.
You're not going to make the challah
covered. Yeah. Okay.
The challah's covered before.
If it's covered, there's no issue. Okay. Different things. At any rate, Sifches. No, not that I did it purposely, you understand. It's just
conscious.
Machva shel chaylev. Okay, let's learn the din of Zeya. We're going to have the halacha of Zeya, and then the three kulas of the Ramah, and then we'll see what the Achrayim say. Machva shel chaylev, I'm sorry. Shnastu bikira tachas kederi shel basa. A machva of chaylev. A frying pan, avdavka frying pan, but an example. Just to be able to talk easier, it's easier to call one a machvas and one a kedera. See, a machvas shel chaylev, you have a pan in which milk is boiling. Shel chaylev, shenasnai bikira, it's placed into an oven. Tachas kedera shel basar, under a pot of meat. Hazeya oila, the steam of the milk goes up. V'nivla b'kedera, and it's belay in the kedera, v'israsa, and it asks, there's not even anything to say here, there's no mefarshim here, no shach, no taz, because it's a very simple din, that zeya from the chalav comes, and it asks.
And zeya goes belay into the keli, and then into the mayach.
It's blown up into the keli and a klirishin into the mayim.
It's all closed together. Yeah. There's nothing where
it's in an oven. It's closed, enclosed in an oven. Now it's interesting. The Gros says the makar. We had that if something is cooking in a pot and you either stir it near a kisa or cover it, then we say it spreads in the pot evenly. So we see that kisa, that putting a cover on a pot, causes the zeya to stay inside and to spread. And anyway, that's the source for this din. Now,
the middle two becomes awesome.
Good question. So before we go to the Ramah, the question is, does it go one way or down as well? So here there's an important Dagom Ravava. The Dagom Ravava says, on the left side of the page, Dagom Ravava, Hazeh Ha'ilav Nivlo B'Kedei V'Yisrasa, Gama Machvas Nesra. Also, the bottom Keli becomes Asa. Shazeh Nesra V'Yisrasa. The Zeh becomes Asa and it Asa's down. And he brings the Magen Avraham and Ayin Lakamasi B'Kuf Chesif Aleph. There, it's talking about someone who's cooking a pot of fleishiks, a pot of milchiks, and there's one thing above it covering both. So he says that they both become aser. The zeh goes up and comes down, and it asers. Now, if we stopped here, it would be as it says, that the zeh goes up, the zeh goes down. However, there's an important Imrei Baruch on this. Those who have Shulchan Aruch have in the back two separate Imrei Baruchs. One, Imrei Baruch on the, actually three. One Imrei Baruch on the Shulchan Aruch, one Imrei Baruch on the Chavis Das, and one Imrei Baruch on the Dagom Ravava. And the one that's Imrei Baruch on Dagom Ravava has a very important line, and he says that Imrei Baruch on Sefer Dagom Ravava, it's after the regular Imrei Baruch in the back. Very small, but there's a big, very important aside. The problem with me is, you know, Shabeshta Kivinda Ol. When somebody makes a mistake, it remains by him. This Imrei Baruch, in my memory, is part of the Dagom Ravava. So I say Dagom Ravava, and I look at it, and it doesn't say it. I have to remember that it's an Imrei Baruch in the back. But anyway, the Imrei Baruch says, and it's very important, as you'll see, this which the Dagom Ravava says that it asks back down, he says, if it's open from the side above the machvas, the zeh is not going to go back down. Rak bali yosei min hamachvas, it goes up from the lower pan. Hilechas al hakadera, it goes and hits the kadera for the chutz, and then it goes sideways. The way zeh would travel is very logical. Zeh goes up. Zeh doesn't go down. If it's stuck in an enclosed container, it's going to go back down. But if it's open min atzad, so the zeh will go up, and then it'll go sideways, and it'll go the one that's a simon tzadik beis. Sir Moshe has a truth about that. 1 second. But that it says here, it says that zeh only goes back down if it can't go sideways. Now this is crucial in our kitchens. If you have a stovetop and you have a hood above the stovetop, that hood is probably treif, because you cook fleishiks, you cook milchiks. Assuming you cook fleishiks and milchiks on the same stovetop, so the hood becomes treif because it's beleya zeya fleishiks and zeya milchiks. So don't eat the hood. But does it ask it back down? If you would read the Dagom Ravava, you'd say, 1 minute, it's going to ask it back down as well. So Temei Baruch, no, it's open min atzad. Zeh is not going to go back down. Zeh is going to go up, and then it's going to go into the kitchen. It's going to spread. It's not going to go back down. There's no reason to assume steam goes down if it can go sideways. And that's the reason that there is no issue with the hood.
So
Ramesh has a tshuva. He says a vent is not enough. A vent is not enough. It has to be kulay pasuach from one side. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Nachshirin that zeyah of a beis hamerchitz, the zeyah of the walls, has a din of the water of the wall. The water is tameh, it's tameh. Even though Ramesh says every beis hamerchitz has a door somewhere where it can go out, has a window, has something, but it doesn't matter. It's got to be kulay pesuach min hatzad, and it has to be one side has to be totally open for the Imrei Baruch's kula to apply. Ramesh is zecha paschal like the Imrei Baruch. It's not mistab. Anybody argues with it, and that's an important kula.
And the zeh is going up. Isn't there a distance back to how far it can affect?
Oh, so that's going to be the Ramah. Okay, we'll see that in the Ramah momentarily.
Open on the side, the top one would still be awesome.
No.
Top one is still awesome. The bleach in the bottom hits the top.
But it just doesn't go back down.
Right, it just doesn't go back down to Asa to ask the whatever it is that's on Bayis. Now,
if it's open, then it's open.
Excuse me?
Zeah is like pouring onto the keli from the outside?
It's like pouring on the top keli from the bottom, I guess.
From
the outside, from the bottom of the keli. Right.
It doesn't have to go up and come down.
Right.
It goes through the bottom, it doesn't come around.
The top pot. I have here a frying pan, milk is bubbling, and I have here a pot. It goes into the pot. It doesn't matter if it's open because the cremation is going to go into the pot. The bottom one has to be open. The top one, even if it's closed, say it goes in through the pot and it asks the what's inside.
So all our
hoods are open. That's why it's no problem. So the hood itself becomes tray, but it doesn't go back down. That's taka why it is no problem. A stove top, not an oven.
No, but in an oven,
where it's enclosed, an oven is a problem.
Even
an oven's a problem, a stove top is not a problem, right?
Do you have to cover your vent?
The vent inside?
No, the vent
inside. The hood.
The vent on the hood.
Maker Adin, you don't have to cover it because the Zeh is not going to come back down. There's no reason Chametz should be any difference. Even if it becomes Chametz stick, it's not a problem. The women are all naig to cover the hoods. And, he says, you cover it. He has all the chumras of Pesach. And the women are zechanaig to faster. But should I tell you, the truth is, it's the same thing when you have a countertop. Maybe if you put hot pots on the countertop, you have the underside of the cabinets. So the Zeh is going to go up and hit the underside of the cabinet. If you're covering the hood, you should cover the underside of the cabinet as well. Now, I'm not saying you have to. Well, if you put hot pots there, something again. What? Oh, the crack pots, right. So that has chametz as barley, and then the underside of the cabinet is by lechem. What?
You open up to serve.
Yeah, you open it to serve. Okay, at any rate, excuse me?
How does the
Zeh comes back down.
Even though it never went, it's not the Zeh from the pot, it's the Zeh from the Machmas.
No, but it's Beleah from the pot, and the Bleah comes back down if it's enclosed.
Or there, inside pot, into the outside.
Well, the pot itself it has a Bleah fleshings, it's cooking. Says the Haggah, three restrictions, three coolers on this Chumrah. Im haya chaylev b'machvas, I'm just singing for listening. Im haya chalav b'machvas, b'inan samach b'tavshel shebekdeira, neged hachalav shebemachvas. Now this line is something of a problem. If there's milk in the machvas, you need shishim in the pot, in the contents of the pot, neged the milk that's in the pan. Now this line seems to contradict the kula of the Netziv and Igros Moshe. He doesn't say you need samach against what's missing in the milk, or samach against what went up in steam of the milk. It's the words seem to say that you need shishim against the entire contents of the lower machvas. Ramesha said that by liquids, it's only what disappears that you need shishim.
This is Zeh and this is liquids.
What?
There's a difference between Zeh and liquid.
If the liquid solid, touches it, then the Zeh touching it can't be more chomer than the liquid itself touching it.
You can't measure how much is
missing.
The Zeh comes from the milk, and however much of the milk went up in Zeh, that should be what we ask her.
But from the milk, we know the Zeh comes out. We just can't measure that.
But Zeh is liquid that became that moved into a gaseous state, so it's got to come from the liquid to turn into gas.
You'll be able to measure what's missing anyway.
Well, it's a separate issue. But if I know that the bottom was 8 ounces and there's still 7.5 ounces, why should I need shishim against the whole 8 ounces? Unless you say that's what he means, he needs connected the chalav that's missing in the bachvas. I don't know. I'm sure Moshe could have answered it, but he's not here. B'chol zeh ma'irisha machvas megula, v'zeh ha'oila min ha'maychal atzmon l'kadera sh'alel. And this is all talking that it's open, and the zeh goes up. So if it will be closed, there will be no iser, so that's one kula. V'gam ma'irish u'bekarav kol kach, sh'ayat se'ledes b'zeya b'mokim sh'neya geya b'kedeira. This is also a very important kula. It has to be so close that the steam is yatzei ledes. Aval ena yatzei ledes b'zeya hakol shari. If the hood is so high up that it's not yatzei ledes, then of course it's mutter. They hang meat to dry above kederes of chalav. No ladies in the house when they do this. So like hashino lezeh shayla, when I read the zeh, zeh is not yatzei ledes bayit. V'chein, it says kula number two. V'chein, ema machvas mechusa hakel shari, and also if the bottom one is covered, what was the first kula? First is a chosem ma'ir shemachvas megula, v'zeh oilu min ha-maychal atzmo l'kederes shaleha. It seems to be the same thing. V'chein, ema machvas mechusa hakel shari, v'idid ha-havi ha-shtei kederes nugezu bezu, deres in zeh zeh v'negiyah, kol shken v'zeh. So the Zaya doesn't go up. Miul lechatchili yesh lizar b'chol zeh. So, okay, the miul lechatchili yesh lizar b'chol zeh I want to come back to, because it's really a separate inyan. But so we have it appears two coolers. One, that it's a covered is mutter, and two, that if it's not yatzile display, it's mutter. If the cellophane is tight enough, then it'll be good enough. Yeah. What? Oh, so that's the Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger here on the page. Shayatze ledes bezeya, an important exception. Vim ena yatze ledes bezeya, mutter. If the zeya is not yatze ledes, it's okay. Im loy shakaderei sachas b'fnei atzma ad kalashay mari. If the pot itself is hot on top, even if the zeya is cold, it's still going to answer. Which means that no matter how big the oven is, you have a gigantic oven and a small piece of chicken on bottom, you say it's too far away for the zeya to still be yatzei ledes by. But since the oven itself is yatzei ledes by, so it's still going to answer even if the steam is not yatzei ledes by. The steam could still aser, and it's an important exception. Rav Moshe brings this exception the halacha in his tshuva on the ovens.
The Lamas says we need 60 on the kedera, the kedera. Right? So why don't we say Rav Moshe was like mishpach?
That's what I asked. That's what I asked. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
So why wouldn't you say it's a toy gover in that
why should it only be it's really hard, it's just like maybe you would say it's a toy gover, still go to the klipa.
It should be like on the fire, but why should it go in
maybe you're right. Alright, so I promise you three coolers, we only have two. The third we'll take from Piskei Tshuva Vav. Now, Pesach Tshuva Vav is very, very tricky to apply lahalacha, and different rabbanim have different criteria for it. Hazeya Oilov and Nivla, he says, I pre-begadim arachayim ba'nogasar, hayros yisav ehetar, Vav. Seder Sheni, Islam, Zayin, Shekosav. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Metum Asachim, Dindalim, Avor, the Dafka Zeya Smashkin, Kamayu. Dafka the Zeya of a liquid has the din of a liquid. Aval Oichlin, but food? Like fat that's melted. Now this is, it's very important to understand the guidelines for this, because it's a very tricky thing. What constitutes eichlin and what constitutes mashkin? What's mazia and what's not mazia? Now certainly, if you put challah in an oven, the challah is not mazia. The challah is not mazia, and it doesn't make the oven a chametz stick, or it's not beleya from the through the zaya, it's a fleish challah. The fleish of the oven stays pariv as long as you're not touching the fleish of the rack. You put it on in an aluminum tray, and you put the challah in. You bake challah, the challah is pariv. You bake a chocolate cake. You want to have it with milk. You bake the fleish of the oven.
Even if it's a liquid batter.
So even if it's a liquid batter, it dries as it bakes. It dries as it bakes, and therefore, it's not mazir, you can have it with milk in the same mouthful. There is no problem by a fee or by things that bake. The question is where to draw the line. I know that, I didn't hear from him personally, but I heard from many people that Rabbi Zimmerman, Olav HaShalom, paskin that the chicken is not maziyah. Chicken is not maziyah. It's a davar yavesh, it's not maziyah. Now, chicken really gives off a lot of gravy, a lot of liquid, as I saw on Friday when I tilted the chicken. It gives off all the chicken in the schmaltz. It all melts. It all melts into it. But look at the Lashon Pesachei Tshuva. He says, Chela Mohutach. What is Chela Mohutach? That's fats that melted. That's what you have in a chicken pan. You have fats that melted. And fats that melted, he seems to say, is a davar yavesh. Hard to understand. Melted fats bubble. They get hotter than regular liquid. Very, very hard to understand. Ramayshin is Tshuva, which is the first degree Ramayshin, Yeradeya Simin Mem, says that if you look in the Prima Gadim, his Lashon is Efshir Chelav Mohotach. He's Mesupik about Chelav Mohotach. Ramayshin is Machmir on chicken fat or meat gravy, that these things are considered Mashkin, and they are Maziyah, and they do Asa the top. So that the in the Halach Lamaisa, if somebody asks me a Shaila, and I tell them, as the Ramesha said, and the Rapam used to say, that anything that melts and turns liquid as it bakes is considered a Davar HaMaziyah, which primarily is Shaila of pizza, which with the cheese bubbles, or chicken or meat, which gives off a liquid as it gets hot.
As opposed to
and these things are maziyah, as opposed to something that's baking, a cake that's baking, which is not maziyah. So it really depends on what it is.
Yeah.
That's not zaya. That's not bernat. It's not because it's in the same kalim as melchika chocolate. They use the kalim itself, right? So the so now this so and as I said, so we'll call it three coolers. The cooler two coolers in a ramah. It's a lettuce by and if it's covered, and the cooler pisrei tshuva, which is that if it's dry, these are all very very much halacha lemaisa. Now,
do you understand what the third thing in the Ramah was? Lachinim and Machlas.
It seems to repeat what it said originally. I don't know why you. It sounds like he's saying a rule, and he's breaking it down into the two coolers. Now,
you're actually saying other together. The Zaya is hitting an actual
right. If you bake something pariv by itself in a fleishiga oven, if it's a ben yaimai, if it's maziyah, it'll bring the blias back down from the walls. If it's not maziyah, then it won't bring the blias. If it's not a ben yaimai, so then it can't ask. If it was a treif oven, it would be mutter. Right, because any ben yaimai doesn't ask. Now this I mentioned to you once, I asked Rabbi Yashiv, about if you have a chicken and a potato cooker in an oven at the same time. Now, Rabbi Yashiv also seemed to assume that chicken is maziyah. If you have chicken and a potato cooker in the oven at the same time, so that potato cooker is fleishig. No great loss. We're not eating potato cooker with milk anyway. I don't know, maybe it's good, but I never tried it. So the potato cooker is fleishig. We can live with it. However, l'chaira, if it's considered that there's meat in the potato cooker, I asked him that if someone eats the potato kugel, does he have to wait 6 hours? Can't live with that, right? Potato kugel, being fleishik, we can survive. But to live fleishik has no problem. But here, it's the zeya itself. Technically, the chayri should have to wait 6 hours. So he said that you could be meikel because it's not moshech tam. He had, by the idea of 6 hours, that, for example, Ramesh said that if you cut a davar charif with a fleishik knife, it's really fleishik. But if you eat a pickle, you don't have to wait 6 hours now, because it's not moshech tam. So the same thing here, he said that the potato kugel is not moshech tam, you don't have to wait 6 hours. I believe the boys on Rabelsky's smicha shiur told me that, he said that you do have to wait 6 hours. Because zeya, zeya. But it's mistaken that it's moshech tam. What?
Moshech
that
it contains it. Moshe tam means that in your body, keep on. You have a lasting taste from it. When you meat, you have a lasting taste. When you eat a pickle, that was called fish. Nah, if there is no.
The pickle has the tam, but the tam doesn't last anymore.
Right. So that.
How long would you have to wait?
Nothing, you can eat one after the other. It's not in the same mouth.
You have a yogurt, right?
Now,
rinse your mouth and put yogurt.
Right. Now, here is an important question. What happens if what's cooking in the bottom is water in a milcha kapat? Ben Yaimel, let's say. What's cooking is a naparnat. I'm cooking water, and the zaya of the water is the issue. Now, you all have this in your house. I'll tell you where in a minute. But the question is, should I say the same chumrah? That what's the difference? I'm cooking milk, the zaya goes up. Or I'm cooking water that's cooking in a milcha kapat. So now it's an aparnat. Now, b'di'evan, an aparnat doesn't answer, but l'chatchila, the zeya is a zeya of an aparnat, and that should answer as well. So in this din, it says in the Prima Gadim that his lashon is that it's only an aparnat. It doesn't answer. Now, the question that now comes to lamaisa in your homes, in our homes, is the dishwasher shayla. A dishwasher, we are noyeg like Rav Moshe, we have separate dishwashers for fleishik and separate dishwashers for milachik, and that's halacha psuka v'kla Yisrael. And even though, if you look in the old journals, when the dishwashers came out, in the old Haparadis journals, they are mekilim, but certainly you have separate racks, but lamaisa, we're not mekilim. What is the issue in the dishwasher? L'chaira, we learned, it's an iroi could only ask a kadei klipa. And therefore, let's say somebody says, hey, if I put a fleishig dish in the dishwasher, it could only become aser if there was milachiks at the same iroi, the same spot that the iroi hit, the whole mitzias of it asering is minanimna. It's not going to happen, because how could it become aser? That each dish stands separately, it's more than a kadei klipa away from each other. Fleas can't travel. How do they travel from one to the other? The taina is that the Badia Shulchan taina is that the oven, the dishwasher becomes full of zeya. Because most dishwashers have a heating element on the bottom where the water collects. After the spritz, the water collects on the bottom and it gets recycled, it spritzes again. And that water, there is a heating element and it's full of zeya. And therefore, the zeya should cause blias to go more than kadei klipa. So the issue here is really not enough, the dirt in the keli. Again, a person could argue about it, but the liquid dirt that's mazia is minimal. It's mostly water that's mazia. And the question now is the water that's mazia going to asa? The Prima Gadim says a naparnat, which means it can't asa b'di'evit. So if you found a fleishiga or a milchika, a fleishiga dishwasher, or if you have a milchika dishwasher, you find fleishig, it can't really be asur, because the iroi could only asa kadei klipa. There was nothing within a kadei klipa around it. The zeya of water, not zeya, there's no liquid flesh in there, or liquid milk in there. And therefore, the zeya of water is only an aparnat, and therefore, it's not going to asur. So this is a fourth kula. The silverware that's touching each other, if you're afraid that there was be'en of flesh that came into contact with the milchik keli, then it's a problem. The question is, are you afraid? You're afraid. So then kasher, it's not so hard to kasher silverware. It's not like China or things that can't question whether you can kasher it. You can kasher silverware. So if you want kasher it, I tell people it's only a suffix just to put it away for 24 hours and then you can use it. Yeah. But again, what you're saying, I'm going to see a second half of the Rebbe Akiva Eger, which we'll see in a second, what to do by stakas of Zaya. You'll see in a second.
Yeah, in the case of the rope, where is
it? One second. Excuse me? No. Oh, from the previous, but it's the Zaya now that's circulating the bleas. Oh, you mean if it's from a previous cycle? Yeah, I was talking if you have a keli mixed in. If the previous cycle was melachiks, and this cycle is fleishiks, so what could I ask you? The only zeya is a zeya of liquid. There's nothing. Obviously, it's clean after you finish the cycle. There's nothing. So here's the Zayah in the racks, in the candy. But as you said, that's only Zayah for water.
The racks, then really is the problem.
Even the same racks, not so posh, it's a problem.
In the case of the Rav, where the chicken gravy is spilled, after a while it dries up, then you don't need to wait.
Once it's dry, it's not a problem. Now, we have to go back to Rabbi Kivega Shayatza Ledes and see how to treat Sveikis of Zaya. Is Zaya a certain thing? It's a Vaday that the Zaya travels? It's a Chumrah? What is it? So Rabbi Kivega, let me read it again from the beginning, but I want to get to the second line. Shayatza Ledes B'Zaya. Okay, it's on, those who have the copies, it's on the second page on the first line. Page 410. Shayat seledes b'zeya. Imeinei yat seledes b'zeya mutter. If the zeya is not yat seledes, it's mutter. Imloi shakidei roi sachas b'fnei atzma. Unless the top pot has its own heat, and l'chayu it's true. If the zeya is cold and the top pot has its own heat, it should only go kidei klipa. Akal shay mari. The ayim agen avram. Vimu safik imi yat seledes b'zeya. What happens if you're not sure? What do you do by sfeikis of zeya? Yesh lo hakol bach b'tshuvas chelak beisim b'chav dalid. He says that a suffik zaya you could be makel, except ulam im cholol k'may guma b'kira. If you have a chalal, you have a hole like a guma b'kira inside. I've been in the kitchens in the Chinese restaurants. They have a wok. They have mamish what Chazal described. They have a round circle down, the hole is in the bottom, and the fire is in the bottom. And the wok, you ever saw a wok? I mean, you guys should know better than me. It's this thing that dips into the hole, and the Chinaman says Chinese words. Is he cursing or saying some Avodah Zarah words? I don't know when he cooks the stuff. And it goes very, and it says, Menesha HaKol Yafal B'Samim. I was thinking about it, you know. And anyway, if you have such a hole, now you have to realize that hole is very self-contained. So ulam im cholo k'may guma b'kira v'akedera b'saychay, and you have a pot down in that hole. Ulamayla piakira hamachvas, and covering the hole is a pan. B'nyidei mokum l'zeil espashit, and there's no room for it to spread at all. B'zem medina aser, that's aser min adin. He says the following. He says, if it's a place where the Zaya can't go anywhere, it's in this self-contained area, then it's Mikra Adin that the Zaya has. There's no question. However, it's in a place that the Zaya could spread out in your kitchen. It's spread out. It's going up to the hood. So then it could spread out. So then a Safik Yatzir Ledes by Sveikis Amutu. Because I guess it's a suffix if it gives bleas into the top. Now, there's an issue which I'm often asked about, but myself not clear about. People have asked me, someone here in the neighborhood asked me to come to his house to look at it. There are people who have their kitchen, they have an oven, and then they wanted to put in a microwave, and they installed the microwave above the stove. Because usually there's the hood, and they take off the hood, and they install the microwave. So the question very often is that the underneath they could cook fleishik, and the microwave and perhaps is melechik. Whether there's any issue with the microwave becoming, from the zeh on bottom, becoming whatever it is. Now obviously, you're going to ask for trouble. If you're going to put in a pizza, and the chicken soup is cooking, you're going to pull out the pizza right into the steam of the chicken soup, you're going to have problems. But so you have to be careful with that. But let's say, ignoring that, just what about the keli itself? So, if you think about it technically, what's going to happen? You're going to cook chicken soup. The bottom of the microwave now becomes fleishik. Now, you look inside the microwave, it's not one keli from the bottom to the top. There are layers there. There's whatever machinery there might be in between, or it's separate. So, actually, in a sense, it's a... The bottom could be fleishik, the microwave could be melachik. It's just somehow something that's like, I don't know, it's a ruach hachamim leichem menu. You're going to have a fleishik microwave, you know, you pull out the pizza, you have to be careful, you know, don't touch with the pizza, don't touch the bottom of the microwave, that's fleishik. It's just, I'm not saying it's awesome, but it's strange. It's a very strange. Now remember, when it's open, the Zeya goes into it, it just doesn't go back down. So it's, I'm not worried about it oscillating back down, but what about the thing itself?
These microwaves have vents from the stove. All the microwaves have vents. They put it on, the vents from the stove. They
I mean, they're built into the stove originally.
They're built into the microwave.
In the microwave.
Oh, it draws air from below.
Ah,
that'll be a problem.
It draws air or pushes air?
Well, it's got to circulate. You can't just go one direction. Things have to circulate two directions. Nothing only draws air. So what I don't know. For me, it's a hard thing.
So you shouldn't use it when you're making the. You shouldn't cook milchix when you.
Or even after.
Where does it pull? What does it pull the air from?
From the stove.
So it's pulling clay sheets into the milk and into the milk.
What's that? Ah, you said something else. I thought you meant it vented into the microwave. No, not that.
Yeah, that's our answer. That's one that's made.
So I don't the ones I made that way. The one I looked at is definitely a separate piece of metal, plastic actually, but one's metal, one's plastic. The Lamaisa, I asked the people, is the Zayatze lettuce boy when it gets to the microwave. So the question is, what's the Yatzei lettuce by? Your hand's not going to burn. But notice, that Yatzei lettuce by. Yatzei lettuce by is, you know, Kreisa Shaltidik Nichvis by. Strange, because I'll give such an example that you can't test it.
Put your baby there. How's the baby? Works every time.
So it's a problem if it gets Yatzei lettuce by, if the Zay is Yatzei lettuce by. I understand. Again, let me be clear. The inside of the oven is not a problem. It's a separate container, and the inside is not the microwave. Rather, the inside of the microwave is not a problem. The outside of the microwave could become fleishig. It's very strange to have a milchik microwave with a fleishig exterior. I can't say it's usur. It just seems to be a strange thing, and so I don't know. I don't know what to say. You know, it would be better if you put a shelf underneath and you put something there, but to say it's Mikar Adin, it's a very hard thing. If there's a vent, then you can't. But I'm talking about people who put it in later on their own. But if it's built in, then. So this is the issue. Now, there's one more issue regarding the microwave. We learned today that Zeya is an issue with numerous exceptions. Microwave ovens are ovens that don't themselves become hot. All the heat in the microwave oven comes from the food. The microwaves don't cause the oven itself to become hot. They cause the food itself to become hot. Let's say you have a fleishig microwave and you want to defrost the bagel. The bagel's not going to become hot. It's just going to be defrosted. There's no question you can defrost it in the fleishig microwave and then have it with pizza or cream cheese, because there's nothing at all becoming hot when you defrost something in a microwave. The issue is things that are mazia in a microwave. If you put a bowl of chicken soup in a microwave to heat it up, the oven walls become hot. They don't become hot from the microwaves. They become hot from the zeya. From the steam, the walls of a microwave do become hot. And therefore, for all practical purposes, there is no difference in regard to heating things as opposed to defrosting things. But as far as heating things, there's no practical difference between a microwave and any other oven. Because the lemaisa, the zeya does go into the walls of the keli, and even if the walls would stay cold, koshkei, the fact is they become hot. So therefore, in practical terms, there's no difference between a microwave and anything else. In theory, someone goes to a Rav who never saw a microwave, which once upon a time was the Metzias, and he tells them, you know, microwaves only heat the food, they don't heat the walls. So the Rav will tell them, so it's stays pyrid. You can use even in your where you work. You can use a tray for one. But if you actually use it, and you see that the walls do become half from the Zaya, so then you understand that it's a problem, that the oven becomes treif, and it's a problem, except, as I said, to defrost things. You want to defrost things, no problem. You can defrost chicken and milk. What? Or to cover it. Now, covering it here is the issue. The issue is this. If you cover something, then there's no problem. A bagel, you can cover it. You wrap it in saran wrap and put it in. You can even make it hot, and there's no issue.
The technique to put in a bowl of water.
The issue is when you put in, if you're heating a liquid, you can't put something very tight around it. It's going to burst because the steam is going to build up. It's going to bust. How tight a covering do you need in order for the zeya to be held in that it shouldn't be mazia? So it's a little bit tricky question. I think if you put, let's say you put in a bowl of soup and you put a plate on top of it, the steam could really seep out the sides, but the plate doesn't fall off. The plate stays on top. It would seem that there should be no problem, because let's think, you have a milchika microwave and you want to heat a bowl of chicken soup, and you put it in, you're very careful it shouldn't spill, and you put a plate on top of it. Now it may be true that some zeya could escape on the sides. Now, I shouldn't say it's not a problem. Let's say it's a tray for microwave. You want to heat up some soup. And you're putting in a bowl of chicken soup with the plate. The zeya could escape from the sides, but there's no way for the zeya to come back in. The zeya is not going to go back into it. The zeya is going to go up, and then it's going to spread all over the place. But how's it going to go back into the keli? It's really not. It stays covered as far as the zeya coming in. Now, the amount of zeya that comes out also would seem to be minimal.
Does that keli have to
maybe
be
it could be an ankle. I'm not sure.
Because the zeya is
maybe. I'm not sure about how tight to cover it. Maybe something parav. Certainly something parav. It could be more ankle. But it's a tricky thing.
So these cover, are. Covered by plate, yeah. Suffix, there are some comes out, but not fully. I mean, it's a suffix.
Yeah, that's an issue. That's the issue.
If you put a bag on it, you see the bag expanding.
Yeah.
It doesn't burst, and then you take it out.
Then it's fine, then but you're taking your chances, it may burst. It depends.
Okay.
You know.
Very often.
Yeah, okay.
You take it out with
the
bag.
Then the air. Then it's fine, 100%. 100%. Now, the last line of this Ramah is a separate issue.
It's only if it opens up on top of it. Let's say you have like a Ziploc bag, and it ends up opening up a little bit on the side.
So it'll go out from the side, is it?
It'll go out of the side, but it's not coming back
in. Well, it's a milchika oven, you're doing chicken soup, so make a person make a flesh.
It's in somebody else's oven, you know.
The popcorn in the bags.
Does the popcorn have a vent for air to go out? Anybody pops popcorn in the microwave?
Yeah.
The bags have holes for Zaya to get out? Closed, sealed? Okay. They expand.
The smell is there.
And what's the heat?
So then you should be able to use it even from a tray
problem? Yeah, if it's clear, so you only can do a tray problem.
The smell
no recha of labnos.
There's molecules that
goes. Doesn't
matter.
We pass the recha labnos. Now, there's one more complication, and that's the last words of this Ramah. He's not going on Zaya. He's going on Shtei Kederes Anega Zu Bezu. We said that a Machvas Mechusa, HaKol Shari, if things are closed, there's no problem. We need to have a Shtei Kederes Anega Zu Bezu. Dein Oysim Zeh Zeh. The issue is whether we make a lechatchila and I'm bleiy yaitzim akliyakli v'lay raitiv. It's a shkura b'fiakayel that if you just double wrap something, you can put pizza in a fleishiga oven, etc. And that is sort of an accepted halacha. The question is, the Ramah says lechatchila yesh lizar b'chalzeh. The Ramah seems to say lechatchila we're not saimach on I'm bleiy yaitzim akliyakli v'lay raitiv, even though b'diavad was saimach on it. Are we saying mechanet lechatchila? It appears from the Ramah, it's a difficult Ramah, but it appears that the Ramah is saying that l'chatchila, don't be saimech hashtei kederis and ain't b'li yaitim akli l'kli. Now, obviously, if the whole thing is ayna ben yaimai, you could be meikel l'chatchila. But what about you work at work? You have a trefa microwave, a trefa oven. And you want to double wrap something and stick it in and rely that ain't bliya yaitim akli l'kli b'li yaitim, like on an airline meal. The airline meals with the oven, you're on the airplane, but you allow l'chatchila to set yourself up to do it that way. The Ramah seems to say l'chatchila you should not be saimach on bliya yaitim akli l'kli b'lai raitim. The olam is meikel. I mean the rabbanim are meikel and ain't bliya yaitim akli l'kli b'lai raitim. Perhaps that's why they tell people to double wrap it. So it's sort of a double ain't bliya yaitim akli l'kli b'lai raitim. It's a little more than the Ramah, but it's far from clear what exactly the chumrah is. What? I don't know. My understanding is the meaning of the rabbanim is to be meikel. That ain't bliya yaitim akli b'lai raitim is even l'chatchila. Are they machmirin? I don't know.
They say double wrap is after seal, but not after
seal. Right? I say physically closed. It doesn't have to be machine sealed.
The bags,
paper bags,
and
non-paper bags. Yeah.
So double wrap because
of the zayah. This is a Ramah. The Sfaradim could be made even single wrap. As long as no, if there's zayah, then it's different. I'm talking about it. It's dry. Everything is dry in the oven.
Is there any other reason to double wrap?
Is there any other reason to double wrap? No. As a matter of fact, it's a misstatement. When people say you have to double wrap, it's not true. You have to. It just means where you put it down should have another layer. In other words, this chumrah is, let's say you wrap a pizza in one layer of silver foil, and then you want to put it in a fleishig oven. So now you want to be samil chatchila and ain't b'liya b'yaitim akli l'kli. You want an extra layer, so put another piece of silver foil under it and you put it down. The point of contact should have two layers. It's a good idea anyway. Sometimes that dripping, there might be a drip of chicken fat there. So where it comes into contact, you should have two layers. Aside from that, you only need a single wrapping around it. You don't need a double wrapping around it, and a single wrapping is enough. Even for Pesach, many people until fairly recently used to use oven inserts. What is an oven insert? It's nothing more than aimably as a cleavage I write it. That, what is it? You have a chametz stick oven, you put in a, what's an insert? All it is a metal box. You put in a metal box, and that metal box contains the zeya. When it's maziyah, it stays in. The zeya won't go out, become chumistik, and come back. And ably as I'm clinkly below right there, and therefore, it's not an issue. I once had with a woman who, it was before Pesach, and the ladies were asking shaylus. So somebody had asked about using an oven. I said, you can use an insert. And someone had said that the insert's no good because you can't figure out the temperature in the insert. You know, you're used to setting it at 250, it's off on the insert. So another lady said, oh, do what I do. I, on the insert, I took off the door. And without the door, the heat stays the same. So, okay, that's something of a problem. But
if the door is not closed 100% tight, and could they don't...
So again, that's like the plate on top. Does the zeil get out? Does the zeil get back in? I don't know how to measure that. It seems that the zeyah doesn't go back in. I'll bring a raya from the Gilya Marshal. We had a Gilya Marshal last week. We talked about a pot, that if the pot is covered and a tipa shalchala falls on top of the pot, it's like it fell in because it's full of zeyah. The Gilya Marshal said at the end of the Zion that if it's open a crack, if the lid is not totally covered, you move it over and it's open a crack. I mentioned like when you cook spaghetti and it bubbles up. You open it a crack. So if you open it a crack, then the zeya is not an issue. It's not kilu, it's mole. The zeya escapes. So it seems that when it's open a crack, there's such a release of the zeya. And when the zeya comes back... And anyway, kashering a microwave. We don't kasher plastic for Pesach. All year round, that's what Lee, you mentioned in the beginning, that you can kasher a microwave by putting in a foam cup of water and it bubbles up and it fills the thing. You have to be careful, though. Some microwaves have a netting either over a light or over a fan. And we don't kasher nettings. The halacha is a sieve. You can't. We assume you can't clean, and therefore we don't kasher it. And therefore, if it's not like a sieve, it's just a couple of wires, you can clean it. But if it's like a sieve, you really have to cover it. If it's a light, so it's no big loss. You lose the light, you don't really need it. If it's a fan, you have to know how it'll affect the microwave, but you would have to cover it to kosher it if it has that, or take off the netting that's there. It's like a metal screen that some of them have, and that can't be kashered, so that has to be removed. I want to do siftes. It's the end of the simen. Ner shel chaylev also kener shel shaiva. A ner made out of chaylev, out of treif, and it's similar to a ner shel shaiva, to a wax candle. He's just describing it for you. Shenotaf mimenu tipa akli, and some wax from the chayla fell onto a keli, in tzarech kiyam greida. All you have to do is greida. What in the world is greida? So there are two interpretations here, and there are two ways to learn this entire sif in Shulchan Aruch. One way to understand, kiyam greida, just scratch off the wax, in this case the chayla, and everything's mutta, it doesn't aser. It's just a tipa that dropped, it's nifsa kakiluach, and therefore it's not a problem. There are others who learn, there's a shach later in Tzadik Gimel, Sevav, who learns greida means you have to scratch, it asks kedei klipa. So you have to scratch off a layer, kedei klipa, from the keli itself. So there are two pshatim, this is either a kula or a chumra. Either it's a kula, that a chip of wax doesn't ask, or you just scratch off the wax. Or it's a chumra, that it asks kedei klipa. But look at the end of this, of the sif. Avo, chelav muhutach, if you have fats that's heated up, cham shnafel mimenu tipa akli tzarech hagala, and a tipa falls on a cold keli tzarech hagala. What's the pshat? You have two pshat. If you learn greida means kedei klipa, then the aval can't be kedei klipa. But chelav muhotach tzarech hagala, you have to kasha totally. Aita toy gava. So then this is a chumra that no chelav muhotach. You all know that fats gets far hotter than water. Water can only reach 212 degrees at sea level, or a little more, but it can only hit 212 degrees. That's as hot as it gets. Fats gets far hotter. Fats gets very hot. So this is a chumra, the fats, tzarech hagala, even though tatoi gavar. So if you learn like the shach, this is a chumra that it needs hagala. The Michas Yaakov, and the Chazanish brings this, learns, no, it's a kula. The beginning grade, that means you just scratch off the wax. The end, chelav muhutach cham shenol menatipa akli tzarech hagala, means kedei klipa. If the first thing is scratching off the wax, the second thing, tzarech hagala, means a hagala of iri kli rishon, which is not kedei klipa. It's by layah.
Because it spreads more of the kli, that's why you need hagala on the whole thing.
Well, it doesn't say clearly on the whole thing. It says tzarech hagala could mean on kedei klipa. So the Chazon Ish brings from Chazon Yaakov that this means a hagala of kedei klipa. However, if you learn greida means kedei klipa, then that means you pour with pouring. It's much easier to kasha by pouring from a kettle than to kasha by putting it, immersing it in a klirishin. Hagolah of the klirishin is through you, Kabbalah Kapaltai. Right? Since the bottom was cold and the chelav mohutach hit it, so you should kasha it by pouring hot water. Now the argument kineged that is that what do you mean? Chelav mohutach is far hotter than the hot water which you pour. And in that case, it would need a hagolah of a klirishin. So this is the dispute. It's kamad not so negeya halacha lemaisa. That's the machlok, as we said tatoyda. Now there's a long taz here. This is a famous taz. The ladle taz is this taz. The taz that brings the shaila of whether a ladle is a kli rishon or not a kli rishon negeil the Shabbos. It's a long taz. It goes up to the full taz on the next page. But I think we can get a sense of it just by reading the first few lines. We're not going to get his rayas, but we'll get a sense of his shita. This begins by Kosav Ma'aril at the first very wide line on your page. I'm glad Mark slipped out because I don't know which wide line it is on his page. But if you have the traditional print of the Shulchan Aruch, Kosav Ma'aril. Now this Taz is not really part of Tzadik Beis, Tzadik Gimel. It's in between Tzadik Beis and Tzadik Gimel. Kosem Ma'aril of his Peis, Ozel Hashanim. Hamagil al yidei iroi. Somebody does Hagola through pouring. Sheshoifech haroischen al akli lahagilai. Who pours hot water on a keli to kasher it. Yizoyer. If you're kashering through Hagola, yishbaich hamayim haroischem dafkem nakli shebishluvai. Who had the conclusion? You have to pour from the kettle. And don't take with a ladle and take it out. Mishal the klisha shayavim ayu klisheni nizbatal by bishul areischem terushan agimun. He says that the ladle is a klisheni. Okay, unless im shayas a klisha shayavim ayu techatli. If you let the ladle sit in the chicken soup, you let it sit in the klisha mevashlo by areischem. Ubayru sham malam amayim mesichus. And while the ladle is in the water bubbles. Then its walls are hot and it's a kli rishon. So if it stays inside, it's a kli rishon for sure. Not when it's off the fire. When you have your chicken soup off the fire, you let it sit inside. That's not what he's talking about. He says you will let it sit inside when it's cooking. But otherwise, the shita of the maril is that a ladle is a cliche. The Taz argues with dvar melu mashma shem shayim the kli rishon vaytzi reisim. Mikriyacha ka klisheini, v'yesh b'din klisheini, v'tamati miyoyed alzeh, doba oidei v'kli rishin, ha'kli ezeh shetechev, v'aygam hu kli rishin. I'll prove to you, he says, that if you put a cold ladle into a kli rishin, it's considered a kli rishin, domag ilin v'kli rishin, we do our gall in a kli rishin. If I have a pan that became treif on the fire, how do I kasher it? I boil up water. I throw the pan into the pot of boiling water. When I throw it into the pot of boiling water, it's a ladle. It's being stuck into the pot. So we see it's maflamena. If you stick a tray for spoon into a pot, it certainly asks if you pull it out. So therefore, the Taz disagrees. The Taz is marich because it could be machalot. You can say, while it's in the kli rishon, it's a kli rishon. And once you take it out of the kli rishon, it loses its shame kli rishon, because it's not an original kli rishon. But anyway, this is the machlokes, the Ma'aril, and the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Yud Ches has what people often ask, it's a stira, but it's not a stira, I'll tell you why. The Mishnah Berurah paskins l'chumra, that if you take with a ladle out of a chicken soup pot, you have to treat that as a kli rishon. Later, I think that's Sivkat Mem, the other one Sivkat Pei Gimel, I think, or something like along those lines. And there, in the second one, he talks about if you're allowed to put matzah into a bowl of chicken soup. We pass from Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah. He's not talking about the first 7 days of Pesach. But he's talking not about the Brachos, but he's talking about the Shabbos. Are you allowed to put brea challah or matzah into a bowl of soup? So there he says, if the soup was taken with a ladle, you're allowed to. So everyone asks, what do you mean? He passed it down like the maril, that it's a kli rishin, that the taz, that's a kli rishin. So why is he makel by matzah? Teretz is that it's a tziruf, it's a sniff. Really, we're machmir when we have no tziruf. But here, many rishonim hold, ye ein bishul achar afiyah, that there's no bishul after afiyah. So here you have the shita ein bishul achar afiyah, and the shita that a ladle changes it. So mimela, mitzar after two, the Mishnah Berurah says to be made. So that's basically the din of a ladle. Simitzar the gimel. What? It's some are baked and some are roasted, are fried, but it'll be both. Yeah. I mentioned to you once, I brought the Mishnahs for it. I told you that if you have here, somebody takes hot cocoa, which is melachik, lets hot water in, the steam goes up into the spout. Is the spout melachik now? That's the question which many ask. And there's a Mishnah Machshirin in Perek Hay, which Rav Palm passed on the Chachmas Adam, and some of them is Nuntes Hay. I mention it because people who are learning Yeridaya, they look here by the Dinam of Zeya. This is not where the Chachmas Adam is. It's Nuntes Hay. And Rapan Paskin this way, that if the only time we say Zeya goes into the top thing is if the top thing doesn't have its own heat. If it's Cham L'Tai Cham, if the top thing has its own heat, it's not Belaya for the heat from underneath. As I state in the Mishnah Machshirin, by Zeya, and as I Paskin to Chochmas Adam, and the truth is, I have told this to many, many people, and I know that there are many people in Yeridaya that are not Makel this way. And for a while, I had a hard time finding the Chochmas Adam because it's not here in the siman that corresponds to this siman. However, I was in Eretz Yisrael, we were talking at a Shabbos table, so the fellow who I was learning with was learning Yeridaya. He said, yeah, he saw it in Rosh Hashanah Zalman. We pulled out Rosh Hashanah Zalman, passing us this way, and he brought Chochmas Adam Nun Tesei, which is not here. It's Chochmas Adam Klal Nun Tesei. And that's the kula, that even if you have a kettle or an urn at home, and the Zeya from Melechix goes into it, since it has its own heat, something has its own source of heat, does not take heat from what's below it. The spout, the part that's cold is cold anyway. The part that's hot has its own heat from its own source.